At 6:06, it is clear, 86 degrees this morning in Tulsa. Rain may be on the way. We will have a high today of 99. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks Oklahoma 40th in overall child well-being. Our Catherine Roberts this morning has details on one subscore.
Oklahoma's child health ranking is even worse, 44th in the nation. But in the indicator for child and teen deaths, Oklahoma has improved. OU Tulsa School of Community Medicine Pediatrics Chair Dr. Michael Gomez says that's due to initiatives like the one to encourage doctors not to deliver infants prematurely.
Any reduction that you see, even if you only save a life or two, because these rankings are fairly tight, a small percentage change can mean a big jump in the rankings.
From 2008 to 2010, Oklahoma also saw a decrease in children without health insurance. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Test scores, meanwhile, are out from the state, and it shows students in the Tulsa Public Schools struggling more with the basics than students in the suburban schools. Claremore is having a problem with its water delivery system this morning. Residents are being asked to conserve water while the crews make the needed repairs. It's expected to take about another 48 hours. This intense heat is not just hard on you and your plants. It is extremely rough on livestock. Olin Wright is a dairyman at Cushing. His cattle cool off by day by wading into the farm pond. But at milking time, he's had to rig a holding pen with a mister.
Well, we got sprinklers on the holding pen, and this mister's on a water line that mist all the time. Gets water on them while they're standing there.
He's also concerned about what he's going to feed his cattle this winter. He's now baling hay, but he doubts he'll have enough to get through the winter. Well, Tuesday, it was in Bixby. Yesterday, it was Owosso. Firefighters doing battle with numerous wild and brush fires across the area. A reminder that a burn ban is in effect. American Airlines mechanics are voting on the latest tentative contract offer from the company. Transport Workers Union Local 514 President Sam Siri says this offer is a little better than the one voted down earlier this year, so passage is being recommended.
And we're just moving across the bay day by day to go through and sit down with the folks and go over what the changes are and what the impacts would be.
The voting will end at 11:59 on August the 7th. American is Tulsa's largest employer with about 6,500 people on the payroll. There are more concerns this morning about West Nile virus. 8 cases have now been confirmed in the state. Half of those, 4 here in Tulsa County, 2 in Pittsburgh County, and 1 each in Garfield and Carter County. There was just 1 West Nile case in all of Oklahoma last year. Keeping the pressure on, it's a refrain from Tulsa city leaders to police in the latest crackdown on gangs. Recent violence is behind the call to get dangerous gang members off the streets. City Council Chair G.T. Bynum says a law enforcement multi-jurisdictional task force sweep will be coming.
That means that we'll have federal agents along with county and City of Tulsa law enforcement going around arresting gang members, busting them.
Bynum says there's also a need for a cultural change to get people out of the no-stitch mentality when it comes to crimes involving gangs. Our weather forecast, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Still hot, however, 99 for a high. 30% chance of rain tonight, 77 for a low. National Weather Service radar showing showers and thunderstorms building to the west of Tulsa. Now, at 6:10, it is clear at 86. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.